He's also asked you to turn to the page in the scriptures, page 1025 and 1026, for today's reading. Today's 1 o'clock news on the BBC. What was it? Coronavirus in China. Dozens already died, hundreds infected. Earthquake in Turkey. Confusion over HS2. And then, not necessarily today, but in the last day or two, bushfires in Australia, floods in Indonesia, climate change, rising sea levels, dictatorial, oppressive rulers, moral breakdown. Is there a God? Does he care? Is he in control? If we are responsible people, and most of us here I think are responsible people, we have struggles and fears and doubts and disappointments with this situation. Now, tonight's scripture passage is Luke 1, 5 to 25. Please turn to it, as Duncan has already asked. Last week, we began this series in Luke with verses 1 to 4. And verse 4 of chapter 1 set out the purpose of Luke's gospel. And it is that we may know the certainty of the things we have been taught. And tonight's passage gives us foundation one of that certainty. Principally, these verses are about two people living with a major disappointment. We can only scratch the surface of what is a fascinating series of events. I am excited about it, and I hope I'm not going to get too excited tonight. What's it about? It's about God's power, and it's about God's purpose. His power and his purpose. And specifically, in today's passage, it's about the events leading up to John the Baptist. And we shall consider this passage in the little time we've got for it under four headings with regard to Isaiah. Zechariah. First of all, he was faithful, and then he was favored. So that's where we seek to go tonight. So, first of all, he was faithful. Please turn to verse 5, and this gives us the immediate context. Verse 5, in the time of Herod, all the Herods were cruel, murderous tyrants, like so many world leaders today. Putin, Assad, Xi Jinping, Modi, and the rest of them. And at that time, Judaism, the traditional religion, was just very formal, without power. As is often the case, the Bible is significantly contemporary. It's up to date. So here we have Zechariah and Elizabeth. Verse 6, I read, they were upright, in some versions it reads righteous, in the sight of the Lord. There were people who had believed God, and it was credited to them for righteousness. And then the second part of the verse, observing all the Lord's commandments blamelessly. They had a faith and they lived it out. They had believed and lived out that belief. They were faithful people. But then we come to verse 7. And again I read, but they had no children. In Jewish culture, in those days, to be childless was a disgrace, as we see in verse 25. At this stage, to have children was very unlikely. I read, Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well on in years. Undoubtedly, as faithful people, they had struggled with this major disappointment. Struggled, prayed, doubted God, and by that time, they'd probably given up praying. Is there anything with which we've struggled and doubted for years and probably given up praying? Let us apply this scripture to ourselves. Many of us here, maybe all of us, have believed God, and therefore we are counted righteous in His sight. And we're seeking to live out our faith. Most of us here are well on in years. How many of us will be here in 15 years' time? If we are honest with ourselves, we all have some disappointment, something about which we've struggled and doubted and prayed and maybe given up praying. Perhaps losing faith in God answering prayer. Now, for Zechariah and Elizabeth, that disappointment was being childless. And that is not the case for many of us here. I have a sheet here, and I want to invite you to take one each. We haven't got time to look at this tonight. But, yes, start at the beginning. Oh. One each. I'll have the spares back eventually. I'll have one, yeah, can I have one? Do you have any disappointments, struggles, or doubts about the following? The four headings: being sure about having God's forgiveness. Two, about generally making progress in your Christian life. Number three, about the adequacy of Christian troop to cope with the struggles of daily life. And then the last one, about having the enabling to be a faithful witness to Christ in daily life. Now, in the very short time available to us today, I just leave those sheets. To you, and I hope you will look at them later. Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. So far, we've looked at Zechariah and Elizabeth, and we've seen them as faithful. Let us now go on. Verses 11 to 17. Verse 11. While Zechariah was busy at his work, verse 11, I quote, an angel of the Lord appeared to him. And verse 12, Zechariah was startled and gripped with fear. Not only was he, but he was fearful. Now this is absolutely true to form. When God, through an angel, appears to anybody in Scripture, they're fearful. Think of Moses at the burning bush in Exodus. Think of Daniel. Think of the women at the tomb on resurrection morning. Think of John on the Isle of Patmos. They were fearful. Now, it was not a fear of terror. It was a fear of awe and respect. And look at what the angel said. Wow, I wish we had time to look into this. Verse 12. What was he? He was
fearful.
And the first thing the angel said was, do not fear. And then he gave him an assurance. Your prayer has been heard. Wow. And then this sevenfold promise about a son. God still speaks to us today in Holy Scripture. Let us listen with awe. On the sheet I've given you, the second half of it gives scriptures related to the problems. And so, first of all, Zechariah, faithful, and second, fearful. But verse 18, look at Zechariah's reply. How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well on in years. Zechariah wanted more than a promise. This was impossible. He looked at himself, at the practical reality. He failed to look at God. He was questioning what God had promised. He forgot the situation of Abraham and Sarah right at the beginning of Genesis. But look at verses 20 to 22. Faith is blessed. Unbelief is faithlessness. And Zechariah was judged. He was dumb for 9 months. We could spend a whole morning on that subject, but our time is limited. Zechariah was faithful, but he was fearful. And he was fearful, that was a good point. He was faithless, but he was also favoured. Look at verse 25. This is Elizabeth speaking. The Lord has done this for me. In these days, he has shown me his favor. She was about to give birth to the prophesied forerunner of the Messiah, John the Baptist. Friends, I see this as the main point of the passage. God is a God of purpose. When Christ began his ministry, he said, "The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is beginning." And from the arrival of Christ was the beginning of the kingdom of God, which will one day take over the world and the universe. The God whom we have is a God of purpose and power. His purposes go ahead. Zechariah was faithless. He didn't believe it. And who lost out? Zechariah. Dumb for 9 months. But God's purpose went ahead. This is God the Lord whom we have. The God of purpose and the God of power to take his purposes ahead. Let us believe what God has said regarding our struggles and doubts and disappointments. And to do that, we must constantly look to what he has said, and maybe following the path of being faithful and fearful and not faithless, but realizing the favor of having a God of purpose and power, whatever our frailty. We shall sing the hymn, "God is working his purpose out," hymn 135.